Been hanging to catch up with Gimpy EP Tony Perrott, only because, well, not only because he's a good bloke, but I want to find out how his pages are going after the whole Facebook debacle. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, morning, Pelco.
Do you still have a page, Tony? A Facebook page?
I do at this day. However, we'll have to see what happens during the day. But, yeah, quite extraordinary what's happened across the nation with respect, news services and those sorts of things, and even going into likes of Zinc, quite extraordinary. But anyway, we'll see what plays out.
We move on.
Yes.
During the rest of the day. We're talking Queensland now. There's a lack of people wanting to take on these fruit picking jobs. Mate, you were weighing in all over media yesterday. Is this because, what do you think, people are just lazy, don't want to do those jobs? Is it that blatant?
It pretty well is. And the real concern now for farmers is they're making decisions not to plant crops, these horticultural crops, veggies. And fruit's not going to be picked based on the fact there's going to be no labour. So when they get to that point, they're making decisions not to plant, then that's concerning just to the broader agricultural economy and then just to the mums and dads, and particularly our fruit and veggie shops.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, I think I read there's up to $300 million worth of produce that's going to be left to rot in the Bowen Gumloo region alone. They can't find people to pick them, how devastating for these farmers?
Those farmers are devastated. I was there last week, meeting with those horticulturists and those growers, and they are devastated because the issue that they've got is that they obviously can't get itinerant workers, and a lot of them have been relied on backpackers, and because of the COVID situation, the backpackers aren't there. But they do have some permanent staff, and they just scale up. And when they scale up, some of these farms require 100, 150 pickers at a time. Given that they're not making decisions not to plant crops, that's then going to affect their permanent employees, and that's where the real hits start to come. And it's not just in that area, Ali. I've been right across the state. I was in the scenic rim and Lockyer Valley earlier in the week as well, and the growers there are saying the same thing. And it's not just a handful of people and workers that they need. We're talking thousands across the state, so it's critical.
Is there going to be an answer to this if the backpackers don't come back? If COVID drags out and we don't get these backpackers in, is there another solution?
Look, there is, and that's the Pacific Islander work program. And when you talk to a lot of these farmers, these producers, they're very keen to work with that program. And those people are there. Those workers that come in from the Pacific Islands are keen to come. But it's just getting the right protocols in place to get them in and around the caps we have in bringing people back into Australia with the COVID restrictions. And that's where governments need to work expeditiously now to resolve this, because, as I said, the decisions are being made now. And if it's not resolved soon, we will see possible shortages in our supermarkets and our fruit and veggie shops, and in turn price increases. Or, and something we don't really want to contemplate is import.
Yeah, don't want to do that. Tony, I've got to ask this question, and it's probably been said a lot, and maybe it's just a gut reaction, but, people working for the dole or applying for the dole, they don't like jobs, so they turn this down, they turn that down for whatever reason. Do we need to have a situation where maybe we need to draft some of those people to go and work, 2 months, 3 months, just to help alleviate the situation for a while? I'm not saying it's permanent, but initially get them into work to earn their money.
Look, I think an argument can be mounted for that. Obviously, it's a job seeker, job keeper, but particularly the job seeker side of it, where we've seen an increase in the payment there, it's putting pressure on the broader workforce and the availability. And that's the problem. Like, the jobs are there. And if there's people that are unemployed and they are looking for a job, I'd suggest that they, look at getting into that, because the work is there. The farmers would love to have them. So it's important that, government encourages, and the government policies reflect, supporting, our agricultural producers here in this state.
I'd love to see some incentive for families to move, because we're chatting about the whole, JobKeeper, JobSeeker thing yesterday, and people work for the dole. And as I said to Bilko, I think it'd be really difficult for some families. All of a sudden, mum or dad have got to go up and are being forced to go and pick. But what about some incentives for whole families to go into some of these regional communities and keep that sense of community up there?
Yeah, look, makes good sense, Ali. And I know that, these horticulturists, these farmers, would welcome that. But what they're worried about now, of course, is the fact that they're making these decisions not to plant. But it's going to affect the broader economy in those regional communities. So it's not just them directly. It's the fact that if they've got to put off permanent employees because of the fact that they simply can't afford them, then that has, in turn, has an effect on everyone in those little townships. So it's a really serious issue. It's something that I'm highlighting, as you're well aware, and something I'll continue to do, you know, with the government, both state and federal, to make certain that these matters are resolved as quickly as they can be.
All right, Tony, good luck getting back to Parliament next week. That's when the real work starts, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's the first parliamentary sitting for the year, so no doubt this will be one of the issues amongst many that will be raised next week.
Good point. All right,
thanks,
Tony Parent.
Thanks so much,
have
MP
a great
Tony
weekend.
Parent. What a legend he is.
I want to know, if you've got a business or a farm, even around this area, seriously, I mean, are you struggling to get the workers? Casey at Cedar Pocket, you not on a fruit farm, you've got a dairy, haven't you? But it is affecting you, these workers not lasting?
Yes, definitely.
What's happening?
As a farmer, we've got so much to do constantly. Any farm, fruit picking, dairy farmers, all the same. You constantly, 4 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night some nights, trying to catch up. And you spend your time training these workers for them not to last.
Is that you and your husband on the farm, or have you got a couple of workers, or is there, you know, kids as well?
Me, my husband, my 3 boys, and we have father-in-law and sister-in-law that help us out.
How many staff do you need, Casey?
We need at least another permanent staff member. Mm-hmm. On that, because we are only just starting up, but it's not just our farm out there. There's 3 farmers in the same situation, can't keep workers, and that, which is tiring on them, especially when you've got your own family trying to do.
So there's family breakups that are occurring, because you're not getting family time. You're just working, and that's it. You've got to have some sort of rest, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it, and it's more harder on the kids because they miss out too. One of my fellas want to do touch football and all that, and it's trying to work out, well, how can I get you to training if we got to milk and we got to do this?
If you could sell the farming life to families that maybe aren't living in your area, what would you say to them to get them to come up to your area, settle in, and work on some of these farms?
That's a hard one. My husband would answer that one a bit better.
I know, it's tough.
Don't get me wrong, it is a great lifestyle. We were up in Mount Isa on the mines before we bought the dairy farm. And dairying, it is a hard job, but it's a great rewarding job at the end of the day too.
And that's all that matters,
beautiful,
Casey.
Beautiful, green, give me land, lots of land.
Yeah, now if you need any assistance Casey's put it out there, they need one worker at least at their dairy farm at Cedar Pocket, we'll gladly pass on your number to anyone who inquires, Casey. But good luck, and try and at least have a weekend, all right?
Yes, we'll try.